This is KUNC. Artists will often say that creativity can't be rushed. It took Michelangelo 4 years to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. But for one Denver artist, inspiration sometimes happens at a snail's pace. Literally. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
They're there. Hi, guys.
It's an unusually rainy morning, and Lori Lynx Murphy is waking up her art supplies.
Who wants to come out?
They're pretty nocturnal for the most part, but they're all awake right now because I sprayed them down. So there's always this way of kind of waking them up.
Murphy is a bio artist.
Which means I work with systems in nature to try to produce artworks, which is where the snails come in.
Yes, snails. Those slimy plagues of the garden are Murphy's paintbrush.
You just follow the muse where the muse leads.
And the muse is snails.
Yeah.
Her first bioart project involved honeybees, but after being stung dozens of times, she developed a severe allergy. She's also worked with plants, bacteria, and fireflies, but while working in the garden at an artist residency in the Catskills, a snail creeping along Murphy's sketchbook gave her an idea.
It left this beautiful, iridescent trail in the sunshine, just like an oil slick almost, where it's rainbows.
But snail slime isn't the easiest material to work with. It's hard to see unless you're in just the right light, and it flakes off easily. While she couldn't figure out how to preserve the slime or make it show up better, Murphy found that she could use an X-Acto knife to cut out the trails to highlight their path.
So it's this kind of dance between preservation of the thing and trying to sort of beautify it and preserve it and make it visible to people and at the same time destroying it.
And impact is something Murphy is keenly aware of.
I don't ever want to do something with animals that's annoying them or harming them. You know, there was recently this big controversy over the dog fighting.
She's referring to dogs that cannot touch each other. The piece was part of a Chinese art exhibit that was recently pulled from the Guggenheim in New York after protests of animal cruelty. The video featured four pairs of dogs running on non-motorized treadmills, facing each other, but just out of reach.
And in my mind, animals are not here for us. They have their own lives. And so anything that I do with them, I want to be incredibly gentle and incredibly thoughtful about, is this enjoyable for them? Is this okay for them? Am I making them uncomfortable?
As you might expect, the snails themselves are pretty low-key. In fact, the only sound they make is when they eat. And that is very, very quiet. Did you hear them? Didn't think so. One thing that might surprise you about snails, they like to explore.
See how they sort of meander? I love that they go in circles, that they double back on themselves. They make loop-de-loops. Sometimes they follow the pheromones of another snail's trail, so they'll double up a line. It makes for the most interesting patterns to cut out.
It takes on an almost lace-like effect that is delicate and detailed. One of Murphy's most recent works is a 24-foot-long, 8-foot-high tapestry of snail trails. The piece's title, 2 months and 20 snails roughly, tells how long and how many snails it took to make.
People kept saying, you gotta hurry those snails along. And I'm like, they're not the slow ones. Cutting takes a long time. It's very painstaking.
There aren't a lot of rules to snail art, but for Murphy, the big one is to let the snails do what they do and refrain from directing them.
I don't want to be inventing it. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? I could do that. Yeah, I could make up lines all day, you know, but to me, the idea is to just really carefully see what's there and capture what's there.
No matter how long it might take.
All right, guys, do your thing.
For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.